This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest with me, Sharmila Ganesan, Tisha Week, and Kelly Anisa. Before the break, we were talking about the emergence of a new super fungus. Mm-hmm. And now, before we move on to our second story, we do have a poll going on Twitter.
Yes, so we're asking you, do we need more positive portrayals of female scientists in media and pop culture? So 63% of you have said yes, definitely, followed by 35% of you saying no, gender doesn't matter. And only 2% of you have said we have enough. And so, you know, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
So we're asking you about women in science because on Monday, Discovery Channel premiered a new advertisement as part of its global rebranding exercise with the tagline, "The world is ours." There's just one problem, though. If you go by the ad, the world is apparently only for men.
Right.
The ad, which is set to the song Hooked on a Feeling, features footage and personalities from Discovery Channel's shows with wildlife, explorations, science experiments, expeditions, and every single person featured in the ad was a man. There was one brief shot of a woman in a bikini being led through a jungle.
Wow, empowering.
Yes.
Yikes. And however, many women are not taking this silently. So the Discovery ad has attracted a lot of criticism online, including from many scientists and researchers who criticized the channel for not representing the women who work in science.
And the best part is they've come up with a video of their own. So a cross-discipline group of female researchers and scientists, science communicators, including a herpetologist, paleontologist, conservation biologist, volcanologist, and ecologist, got together to create their own video, which they set to Eve's Let Me Blow Your Mind. And the video highlights all the different ways in which women are working in the field of science.
Good for them.
Mm. Yeah, and the effort to make the video was headed by Sarah McAnulty, a biologist who specializes in squids and is also the founder of Skype a Scientist. She called out Discovery on Twitter by saying, Discovery made a choice about how to represent science, and we know that the world is, in fact, much bigger than that. We want to remind you all that science is for everyone.
Mm, absolutely.
And so within 36 hours, McAnulty got in touch with other women she knew working in science and put the video together. And, you know, they are using the hashtag science is for everyone.
Yeah, and among the women who appeared in the video are science volcanologist Jess Phoenix, who has herself appeared on Discovery and Science Channel shows. Mm-hmm. And this includes doing, you know, very cool things like being on an active volcano,
wow,
hiking through jungles, working with locals in places like Tanzania, Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
And Jess Phoenix shared that when members of her team pitched her as a host to Discovery as well as other similar networks, they were told that the audience wouldn't believe that she was a scientist.
Oh dear. Okay.
So that's part of the problem, isn't it? That I think the idea of, idea of what a scientist looks like,
yes,
what gender a scientist is,
yes,
is still so skewed towards being male.
Yeah, and Discovery Channel just reinforced those stereotypes by showing, and you know, Discovery Channel's shows are increasingly, this action-packed, there's this testosterone feel kind of...
Right, very muscular idea of what science can be.
Yeah. And so they show men doing those kinds of scientific roles, and then the women are left again to the stereotypes of working in a lab, doing sort of the more domesticated, mm-hmm, home and hearth kind of stuff.
Yeah, and what I actually really liked about the way the women responded, the female scientists and researchers responded, was actually just to take things into their own hands and make a video.
Yeah.
Like, I like that response.
Showing how they actually work in their real everyday lives.
Yeah, right? And doing things like putting on, gear and, wading into swamps,
yes,
working, whether it's in making doing experiments or, you know, standing on a volcano.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that is the best response, right? Instead of going, instead of piling vitriol on Discovery, which I think to a certain extent, they're almost deserving of it.
Yes, I really don't know how they managed to get an ad like this out. Mm-hmm. How did they not see it?
So there are several reasons why an ad like this is problematic, right? Firstly, it undermines the role of actual women who are working in these fields and doing work that is as important and exciting and admirable as the men who mm-hmm. are featured in the video. But secondly, it doesn't create role models for girls and women who are already underrepresented in the STEM fields, you know, the science, technology, engineering and mathematics mm-hmm. fields. And when women don't see themselves represented in these fields, they are less likely to feel like they belong there. You know, and particularly when so many of them have to struggle against societal norms to get there in the first place.
Right. Yeah. And according to data by the UNESCO Institute for Statistics, less than 30% of the world's researchers are women. So numerous studies have also found that women in STEM fields publish less, are paid less for their research and do not progress as far as men in their careers. Mm.
Closer to home, a LinkedIn study done in 2017 showed that in the Asia-Pacific region, 75% of people in the STEM fields here are men. Mm. The gap widens at senior levels with 84% males compared to 16% females. Mm. And looking to Malaysia specifically, we're slightly better off, though not by much. So our STEM fields are 71% men and 29% women. And at the senior level, we are at 21% women.
And that is why representation is important, right? Because the more we highlight women in STEM fields, the more we can encourage them to get into the field in the first place.
Right.
And, you know, for example, in an interview in The Star in 2017, Academy of Sciences Malaysia, or ASM fellow, Professor Dato' Dr. Halimatun Hamdan, said that fewer women entered the STEM fields in Malaysia because of chauvinism within the industries and because there was a lack of female role models to encourage them.
Mm. So we do have on the line someone who has plenty of experience doing scientific research out on the field, Angie Tan, who is project coordinator with Wild Asia. Angie, what were your first thoughts when you saw that video by Discovery Channel?
While watching the 30-second clip, halfway through, I was actually searching for women. And secondly, I was searching for Asians. Now, Asia is the largest continent on Earth, and surely there are a lot of discoveries to be done in this part of the world.
Mm, very good point. How common is this for women to be overlooked when it comes to scientific research or exploration?
Unfortunately, at this age and time, women are still very commonly being underlooked in scientific explorations and also research. And also, I presume, women in research always have second thoughts of joining scientific explorations because these explorations usually takes weeks or months, and thinking about family matters or childcare even. I would also presume women would have opted out from joining these kind of explorations. Meanwhile, in academia, women had to work much harder to be recognized. And more often than not, we also have to be louder and more vocal so our voices are heard.
And do you think there are particularly strong gender stereotypes, you know, when it comes to roles that are viewed as being more outdoorsy or rough or dirty?
Personally, I feel there are a few roles which has a really strong gender stereotypes. And the one that I encountered was in 2017 when I was doing a ranger survey to assess their work condition and welfare and well-being. So in the enforcement and patrolling role, I felt there is a strong gender stereotype towards the male because only less than 2% of all my participants, totaling up to 200, are women. So there are only a handful of women in that 200 participants which we interview. Also, gender stereotypes works both ways. In areas of social science, for example, there is heavily more women involved in social science researchers as compared with male. And the other field that I thought of, which is more male-dominated, is in the area of engineering.
So the sad reality is that still less than 30% of the world's STEM researchers are women, and much of this is due to inequalities and discrimination within society and systems. What are some of the ways that you think we can change the discourse around this?
Personally, I felt at the community level, we have to empower more women and more girls to speak up by joining more activities, awareness programs and events. And there are NGOs who are organizing these programs. Just about 2 weeks ago, I met a friend who is from the indigenous community of Temyar in Kelantan. And I was so amazed and so happy to see her talking about her indigenous rights in front of a room full of people. And the Tamils are generally very shy in nature. Hence, I feel these programs on the ground will be very beneficial and effective to instill confidence in women within these communities to speak up more. Meanwhile, elsewhere, the celebration of female role models, especially in STEM, should be continued to serve as a role model for all the girls out there and to improve the institutional culture of involving more women, whether in the decision-making positions, conferences, presentation, research, or scientific explorations. Because women, we make up half the population of people in the world.
And what did you think of the video of the female researchers made in response to the Discovery ad?
I thought the video made by the women was amazing. Although at one point I felt, why do they have to make this in the first place? So women always have to go an extra step to get our points across. However, I really love the ending, especially hashtag science is for everyone. Also heartening to see that women in the video remembers that their group, science is very diverse, and their group is not representative of all the women working in science and STEM especially.
That was Angie Tan, project coordinator with Wild Asia. She made a really good point about this idea of representation, right? Like, mm-hmm. who's at the table, who makes these decisions, and who does the hiring, who does the assembling of teams?
Yeah.
And we need women to be there at all of these levels,
yeah.
so that we can see that that they deserve to be there.
Yeah. And in the popular media format, like a Discovery Channel, the way that you conceptualize and market shows, it's obviously based on what you think the audience wants.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have this distorted view that there are no women, young girls or women watching your shows and wanting to be inspired, then there's a huge gap there.
And I think a lot of us battle with these built-in prejudices that we grow up with, right? I mean, I'm a woman, and even for me, you know, who do you guys first imagine when I say words like explorer or inventor, right? I must confess that I automatically think of a man.
Yeah. The Indiana Jones kind of role, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's because that's the representation that we see mm-hmm. repeatedly. Even, all of the sort of science heroes that you would be thought to think of growing up,
yeah.
whether it's Einstein or Isaac Newton, they're men.
Yes, yeah. I'm
trying to think of movies where a female scientist was portrayed in, you know, positive. There was
Lara Croft, archaeologist,
but she was so sexualized in the film.
I know, exactly.
So I mean, I'm trying to think of one, and nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, but in real life, we do have great female role models. We do. We have Jane Goodall.
Mm.
We have Alice Roberts. Mm-hmm. We have at home. I'm sure you know, all of us would immediately think of Dato' Mazlan Othman.
Of course, yeah.
And this is just that dichotomy, I guess, between what we know of the real role models and yet what is constantly shoved in our face through the media.
Yeah, and representation doesn't actually mean, I mean, you could argue many films have many films have women playing scientists or women playing doctors, for instance, but what are they actually doing within that film?
Mm-hmm.
Are they actually seen doing something impressive? Are they actually seen working on experiments, leading expeditions, or are they just there to look pretty and, I don't know, hold a test tube, you know?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then that's not representation at all.
Yes. When we were talking about this earlier, Shamila, we did try to look up who are the female talents on Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
And while there are shows that feature female scientists and explorers, they seem to be... there seems to be this gender-specific kind of marketing to it as well.
I think most of them tend to be specifically marketed for, we're going to do women-oriented programming for this occasion. So there's Women in the Wild.
Yes.
Or Natalie Portman narrates this.
Yes.
It isn't taken for granted that, oh, here's a volcanologist who, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't know that that was a thing you could do, and I find it so cool. And then, you know, here's a volcanologist who happens to be a woman.
Yes. Yeah. And you don't have to market the show as she's a woman and it's targeted at female audiences. It doesn't have to be like that.
Exactly. Mm. And we do have some thoughts coming in on Twitter, right?
Yeah. So John Zand wrote that, what's the percentage of female scientists and what are the percentage in the media? So off the top of my head, two of my favorites are Dr. Alice Roberts and Professor Maslan Othman.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's. I think that's actually an interesting question. I'm not sure whether we have enough data on how the media representation depicts reality.
Yes.
Yeah. But I do personally feel that it's a sort of a cyclical process almost, right? Because we get a lot of our idea of what is real, I suppose, from the media we consume, from the pop culture we consume. And if we don't see female role models in those roles, you know, it's very easy for women to think that that's not a place for us.
Yes, exactly. And for the environment around you to feed into that that expectation as well, that if you were a woman, especially a young woman, thinking of pursuing a certain choice of profession, for people around you to say, no, women aren't supposed to do these things. You know, stay in the lab, do the safe jobs. Safety is another thing, right? That's often cited as why women shouldn't do certain things. It's not safe for women to go out hiking in the jungles, things like that.
Right. And Angie Tan, I think, mentioned this a little bit earlier also. There are also all of these expectations that women are, that are put on women that aren't often put on men. You know, you have to take care of the kids. So take a job that's more 9-to-5. You know, what happens, what happens when you get married? So you have to make sure that you are around.
And that's why you get this attrition as you go up the seniority level as well, and you start to see fewer women even represented in senior positions.
And what does our Twitter poll say?
So we asked you, do we need more positive portrayals of female scientists in media and pop culture? 64% of you have said yes, definitely, followed by 34% of you saying that no, gender doesn't matter, and only 2% of you have said we have enough.
So yeah, I hope Discovery Channel's listening.
Yes, because you know, we definitely need more positive portrayals of female scientists.
Yes.
So you can actually continue to talk to us about this at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also keep the conversation going on our Facebook page. Just look for BFM The Bigger Picture. And if you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcasts on BFM.my, on the BFM app, and also on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Front Row, I will be speaking to Bilkis Hijaz, Regina Toyad, and Dr. Prema Lata Thyagarajan about how they are reviving some dances from the past for the upcoming Dance Box Festival. And to sign off, here's the song the female researchers used to clap back at Discovery Channel, Let Me Blow Your Mind by Eve, featuring Gwen Stefani, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.